Good morning! Oh my gosh. My face is so light. Oh, there we go. Good morning! How are you guys? Good morning, good morning. If you guys are hopping on, say hello. Oh my gosh. So I just dropped Levi off at school and I was skimming Pinterest and just while I was like waiting for him to be able to go in, I had to go inside and bring them a permission slip because it took us 3 days for some reason for this piece of paper to make it into school. I don't really understand what the deal is. So I went in and brought it in and I came out to my car and I found this quote this morning, you guys, and it just spoke to me so much. Good morning. Let me see. Good morning. Okay, so if you guys want to share this, you can. So, you know, I think that we all have been through life. And I'm sharing this not on our team page, even though this is like specifically for our team, but I wanted to share this kind of publicly because I'm sure that there's people on other teams or maybe you're just, you know, a human of normal walk of life. And I think that you really need to hear this too, okay? You know, growing up, there's a mosquito. Where'd it go? I'm so over these mosquitoes. Growing up, I've been through a lot of things. I've been through a lot of things that I was very ashamed of, you know, something that I still don't know. There's people who know, but I don't know where I stand in sharing it with the world. But I feel like, I didn't really know God. I didn't have a relationship with God. I didn't have faith. I knew that there was something bigger. Of course, this isn't about God, but I'll explain to you why I'm saying this in just a second. But I believe that there was something bigger out there. I believed in something greater. I didn't know what it was. But I'll tell you one thing. Whether you consider it to be, you know, the devil on your shoulder or the enemy in general, I think there is just something that is really trying to stop us from changing the world. And I think that the number one way to do that is to keep your mouth shut. Now, growing up, a little bit about me. If you guys didn't know, I'm very outspoken and I'm very, very loud. And I've always been this way. And I'll tell you what, growing up, I got in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Jade stopped talking. Jade doesn't use her time wisely. She's just goofing off with friends. I've had teachers say some really, really mean things to me and try to shame me as a little kid, like things that you're just like, why would someone say that to a kid? I don't understand. But either way, the things that I did, such as being loud and talking a lot and being boisterous and being very like convicted in the things that I believed were the things that people would down me for. And they would try to tell me that it was wrong and they would try to tell me to shut my mouth and they would try to tell me that I should stop being like that and that I should stop being that way and that I was weird and that I should just shut my mouth and that I shouldn't talk so much and all of these things. And the funny thing is those same qualities about me that I used to get shamed so much for because people didn't understand are the same things that have made me successful. Those are the same things that have helped me become a millionaire. Those are the same things that have just completely changed my life and helped me change a whole bunch of other people's lives are the things that people did not understand. So they tried to tell me to stop being who I was. And I'm going to tell you something. And it's not just that. There's been so many times in my life where I have been so ashamed of what I was going through, being broke. It is not an easy thing to get in your car in the morning and it not start. And it's very embarrassing, especially when you're surrounded by people who are not living that life. And I feel like we all have skeletons in our closet and we all keep these secrets because we're so afraid of what the few people around us are going to say. But what I truly believe is that the thing, the attributes about you and the qualities about you that, number one, people have most ridiculed and like given you the most crap for, those are your gifts. You have something about you that people just completely do not understand. And just because they do not understand it does not mean it's wrong. It means they don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand how you could think that way or be that way, but it's because you simply live outside the box in a way that they do not understand. So if you have a quality about you that someone has made fun of you about, number one, you better start studying in that exact same thing, because I promise you that is going to be something, a trait about you and a quality about you that will completely change your life. That's number one. Number two, and I'm speaking about this from the industry that I'm in. I'm going to tell you guys something. The moment that I realized that if I just share my story and I share what I've been through, oh, this stupid mosquito out. If I just share what I've been through and the struggles that I've had, and if I just stop worrying about what people are going to think about me, the few people, I don't know why we care so much about, it's like the five people who we're surrounded with, like our closest people, whether it's family and friends, and they're the people that we're afraid that are going to judge us the most. I'm sorry, but if you don't know this already, the people who you should be surrounding yourself with are the people who will not judge you. The people who know you, and the people who will love you, that they just love you because they know how you are. They don't expect you to be a different way. You shouldn't have to hide from your family and friends. And if you find yourself walking on eggshells every single day, you need to go expand your horizons and find other human beings to be around. And for me, it took me getting into a business where it opened up this network of people being all over the United States and all over the world to find people who truly just love me and care about me for who I am. And I don't have to sit here and walk on eggshells and wonder if someone likes me or not. I think that is just the most dirty, dirty thing ever, is to be around people who act nice to your face and behind your back have a wicked, wicked, wicked tongue. And I'll tell you what, they will get theirs. And if you are that person, you will get yours. That is, you will eat your foot, because you should never be that way. My philosophy is, if I don't like you, I'll just let you know. Because I think we walk around trying to impress everybody all the time. But anyways, so I will never forget the first time that I shared that we were so broke that I was hanging up sheets in my living room to keep my heat in my house. And I don't know if it was because people understood that, if because there were other people who have been through that. But I think what was most inspiring to people was just me opening up in a way that I was just going to be unapologetically me and just share what I've been through. And I think it just inspired them to be able to do the same and to not be afraid to be judged. And from the moment that I shared that for the first time in 2013, it was like November or December, my whole life changed. And I thought it was because, I don't know what I thought, but I feel like my life really started to change because I was able to take my deepest hurts and my deepest guilt and the scariest things that I've ever been through and just share them willingly with everybody, no matter who was going to judge me and no matter what anybody who I cared about was going to say about me. And I don't know why it's the people who we care about most, who we respect the most, are the ones that judge us the harshest. You guys, do you guys understand that? Drop me a one if you understand that. It sucks. Close family and friends. But you guys, there's a whole world out there. And I think what we have to understand is I believe we go through the things that we go through in life, number one, because we can handle it. So if you've been through a lot of life, I want you to know that it's not because you're being punished. I think it's because you were made to be strong. And I truly believe it's because God knows that you can handle it. But not only that, your struggles and the things that you've been through in life are actually a gift. Because each obstacle in life, each hurt, each pain point molds us to be somebody, right? To become a certain somebody. And sometimes we let that certain somebody, we become bitter and we become hurtful and hateful and all these negative things. But I feel like it's kind of like, do you guys remember being in like a third grade art class when you guys would like mold clay and then you'd go stick it in the fire to cure? And then it would come out and it'd be all like glossy and beautiful and pretty. And I feel like that's kind of like what life is about. I really just feel like, you know, with every obstacle that we face, we're just kind of being molded a little bit. And when it gets real, real bad, we're being cured, right? It's like being thrown in a crock pot and we're slow cooking. And you're just kind of like, how long do I have to cook? Because I'm really, really sick of this bullshit. It's been happening now for 2 years, right? Like sometimes the process of curing, right, and marinating happens a little bit longer than what we'd want. But I'll tell you something. It is a waste of your time to go through the things that you have gone through just to come out of it being a bitter, hateful B word. That is a waste of a gift. Did you go through all of the things that you have gone through in life just to be a bitter Betty? Or, holy balls, let me just... Or could you possibly take yourself outside the box of the hurt and the pain and think, oh my God, there might be someone else out there just like me. And that someone else out there just like me, they're in the middle of being cured. They're in the middle of the fire. They're in the middle of the nastiness. What if I can find all the human beings in the world that are just like me and show them and tell them how they can get through that, that it's possible? Do you have any idea how amazing it would have been when I was a kid and when I was a teenager and when I was just going through the hardest times in my life to feel like I wasn't alone, to know that that was there? Whether it was, you know, just having faith in God and understanding the promises that had been written for me since the beginning, or it was just knowing some famous person who's been through hell, right? But I truly believe that it's our job to be the light of the world. And it's really, really hard to be a light when you are just down in the darkness because you're bitter. So I want to invite you to understand possibly the greater job that you have. Yes, you've been through some crap. Yes. Yes, you've seen some scary times. Yes, you've asked yourself, why me? Why me? Why is this happening? If I had a dollar for every time I said F my life, I probably would have been a millionaire way before now. That's how I lived my life. Every day. I was like, well, fuck me. Here we go. What else? Okay, what did I do? You know? But if you can understand that you go through those things to be molded and to be cured, and that when you come out, that you're meant to be inspiring, that you're meant to change the world, I think that you will see your whole entire life change, even if you just share it with one person. And the more that you just become unapologetically yourself and you stop apologizing for the things that you've gone through, because sometimes you just, it's not your fault. Or if it is your fault, because sometimes it is our fault. Sometimes our life does suck. Sometimes our finances do suck. Sometimes our relationships do suck because of us. But it's because we suck and we didn't know that there was a better way to be, right? I didn't know. God, I didn't know that I could take everything that I've been through and be like, oh my God, I'm not being punished. This is a gift. Oh my gosh, I can share what I can share my knowledge with the world. I can find someone else just like Jade and share it with them, and hopefully I can help them get through the things that they've been through. I shared on stage this last year about how, you know, when we had Levi and I was at my just lowest moments as a new mom, I always looked at how I grew up as such a negative, just a lot of bad things, always being broke and just a lot of bad financial decisions, you know, from parents and stuff like that. And I tried so stinking hard to make sure that when I graduated high school and I moved out, that I was going to do better, that I was going to make better choices. And when I found myself right back in the same position when I became a mom, and not only that, but I swear to you, worse, I felt like the biggest piece of shit of life. And I will never, ever, 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 ever forget for the rest of my life being in this tiny, tiny, tiny apartment. Negative 30. Welcome to Illinois. Middle of winter. And freaking out because I couldn't keep our apartment warm and we couldn't turn the heat on. Our first month's bill when we moved there was $450. And I about had a freaking heart attack. And I had to call ComEd, who's our electric people out here. And I asked them, we had to put me on a pay plan. And because of that pay plan, we couldn't afford to turn our heat on, which it didn't do anything anyways. Baseboard heat, y'all, that sucks. And so what I had to do was I took my bed sheets and I hung them in my living room next to the fireplace. And that's where Levi and I stayed. And when Will came home from work, he came in the kitchen and he was like, Jade, what are you doing? And it was about 4:30 in the morning. He said, what are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean? I felt like a genius. I'm like, our living room's nice and toasty. Levi and I aren't freezing to death. We're sleeping on the couch. And he said, the pipes are going to freeze in this kitchen. Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, it's like 38 degrees. We're not there yet, you know? And I learned, you guys, I can build a bomb-ass fire. Let me just tell you. First of all, survival skills, mama can build a fire. And I was like, this is great. I can make a great fire with wood that's like completely frozen. I can keep myself warm. Awesome. But never did I ever, 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 ever think that the same skills that I learned at my lowest points were skills that I was going to be able to learn or use at my highest. Last year, when was it? Did we have Lennox? Yeah. So it was last year. I was invited to come on my CEO's island that he owns, his own island, and just celebrate the success that I've had and the success of my team and just be spoiled, right? So I find myself on this island and we're sitting on the beach and I'm just breathing and soaking it in, because if you would have told Jade, you know, 4 years ago that, don't worry, you can't buy, you know, paper towels, but you're going to be on an island, I would have told you, like, what? I wouldn't have had a brain cell for that. But we're sitting there and the fire on the beach in front of us was going down. And I mean, our CEO has guys, like, he has an island. He's got guys to build this fire for him. But there was no one there. And I just kind of noticed that the fire was going down and it was starting to like bug me out a little bit. And so I went and I started building the fire up and keeping it going. And our CEO was like, like, what are you doing? Out of all the people here, I did not expect you to be the one that's building this fire, Jade. And I just sat there and I said, holy shit. The same skill, the same thing that I had to learn out of desperation and survival in my lowest time, because I realized that every single down in my life is an opportunity to bless other people. Here I am using that same skill to build a fire on a private island with my CEO, celebrating the success of my life. So you might not know that. You might not know that. But I have to tell you that it's rare air and it's a rare decision that most people make. Most people don't make that decision because they just look at life and say like, oh, I'm having my ass handed to me and I'm depressed and poor me, you know? But you have a decision to make. You can take the things in life that you've been through and you can share it with other people and you can inspire them. You see those people that are talking on stage, you see Oprah having this huge, you know, platform to talk to people, you can do the exact same thing. And it starts with you talking to just one person. But I invite you to just share with the world the things that you've been through, because you have no idea. You have no idea who you are going to bless through your story. And the one thing I will tell you that I like learned is that don't be stupid, because I at one point very naively thought that my life was just like on the up and up. And I thought, oh my God, my life's never going to go down. Everything's great. And it did. And I hit some hard points. I hit some hard points in the last couple years, and they weren't hard like being broke hard. They were just hard in other ways. And again, I had to sit here and be like, when the hell is this ending? Why is this happening? Why is this taking so freaking long? And then I just remembered, like, obviously God's got a very big plan for me, because I've been through the things in life that I've been through, and it took me to like crazy heights. So now I'm going through these new hards, and I'm being molded once again, and I have the opportunity and the blessing to be cured again. And instead of being pissed, and instead of being bitter, and instead of being angry, I was like, thank you! Thank you! Thank you! People at the dog park are like, what the hell? Thank you! Yeah. You have to say thank you. I'm gonna tell you something. When you are grateful for the bullshit of your life, and you stop looking at everything like you're having your life handed to you, and you start looking at it like an opportunity to bless other people, it is hard to do. It is hard to do when you're thinking, no one else in the world's thinking about me. I have to think about myself because I'm in this deep, dark place all by myself and no one else understands. Newsflash. There are almost 8 billion people in the world, and there is somebody who is right now where you have been. Your lowest points, you haven't even been to the lowest point yet. Or they haven't even been to the lowest point yet, and you've already been there. Share with them that they can get through it. Share with them how to get through it. Share with them that they're not being punished, that it's a blessing, that the promises that are written for them, that they're meant to be amazing. And then this dark, scary place, whatever it is that they're going through, that all they have to do is decide to turn on the light, literally like that, turn on the light switch, and all of a sudden start being the light of the world. The world needs it. We have enough bitter bitches in the world, guys. We have enough bitter people in the world. We have enough people who are gonna walk around pointing the finger at everybody else and making everybody else feel like they're the problem. We have enough people like that in the world. We don't need more. We need more people to understand that I can sit here and feel sorry for myself, or I can empower somebody else through my story. And it's going to be hard, and it's going to take growth, and it's gonna take faith. It's gonna take, maybe for the first time in your life, praying and saying, guide my steps. Like, I don't know what this means. I'm hearing this today. I've never talked to you. God, are you there? Hello? Drop me a candy bar in my driveway if you're real, God. Have you guys ever been like that? Like, if God's real, I'll find a $100 bill. Okay, like, come on. We're not. Please. But you know what I mean? And just say, like, okay, start me on this journey. You might be looking at like a 2-year journey, but start today. Start being unapologetically yourself. Start sharing your story. Start sharing the nitty gritty. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not telling you to go expose, you know, like your deepest, darkest secrets, because we all have those. And that's our choice. But there are other things in your life that you can share that are going to just change so many people in the same way. So I just had to share that with you guys today. I love that quote. I posted it in here. You guys take that, share this. There's somebody that you know that needs to know this. I mean, for real. And you're going to have people who are going to give you criticism along the way. Again, it always is the people who should just love you the most, no matter what. And they seem to be the biggest a-holes of life. And I'm going to tell you something. That you're going to find people along this journey of being a blessing to other people. You're going to find people that love you no matter what. And you're going to find people who accept you no matter what. You will find those people. And sometimes it's not the people you grew up with. Sometimes it's not your family. For me, I thought the whole world looked like Northern Illinois. I didn't realize. When I saw a palm tree, I was like, oh my God! I'll never forget the first time I saw the ocean. I'm like, oh my God, it's like teal. It really looks like in the movies. I mean, I thought everybody everybody everywhere was just like where I come from. And then you meet people that live on the other side of the world and you're like, oh my God, there's like amazing people. I kind of thought the people I was surrounded by were like kind of negative and sort of mediocre, but I didn't know there were other options. You have options. You have options. So I'm proud of you. I just pray that you grow some balls. And you're going to have to grow some big balls because you're going to have criticism. I'm going to tell you something. People who do amazing things in life are going to have haters. So if you find yourself having haters and people criticizing you, and then it gets...
Is that a sliver? I don't know what that is.
And then people getting real dirty and mean, you keep going. That is not a sign to turn back. The harder the haters, you keep push harder. You turn that Stairmaster up a notch and you say, okay, I'm going in the right direction, because the enemy does not like you doing big things. That's why he tries to shame you and make you feel, you know, put your mouth shut. And that's why he tries to make you feel alone on this island by yourself. And that's why he wants you to just not speak out into the world, because he wants you to feel alone. And when you feel alone, you're going to be full of hatred and all that negative stuff. You have to understand that. It's like a real thing, because you know that's how you feel when you're alone, right? When you feel alone, then you get selfish. Don't be selfish. Share your gifts. That is all I have. I need to go home. And do some laundry. Today I'm battling the enemy in the form of not wanting to fold laundry, you guys. Real life problems. Anyways, I love you guys so much. Have a good one.